You are invited to join with me in making this a time of prayer. In the worship of God and in our prayers, we shall be led by the thoughts of several servants of God who in different ages have voiced their praise and their petitions in eloquent simplicity. Join with them and with me, and perhaps in some of their words we shall find our own prayer for this day and for our present need. Let us give thanks to Almighty God. To Thee, O Lord, we turn our thoughts with thanksgiving for Thy great goodness to us and to all Thy children. Our minds are filled with recollections of Thy gifts to us in days gone by, and we are now surrounded by continuing signs of Thy providence. Even when we did not know Thee, Thou hast loved us, and in unfailing mercy Thou hast pursued us even when we fled from Thee. For Thy grace to us we give Thee thanks with song and praise, and in the deeper, silent gratitude of our hearts. Let us confess our sins. Before Thy goodness and holiness, we stand convicted of our sins, O Lord. Strengthen our resolve, we pray, to discern and confess our wrongful words, deeds, and thoughts, and to accept Thy gracious forgiveness. We have been quick to see the faults of others and slow to see our own failings. We call our own caution prudence, and that of others we call cowardice. We fail to see the similarity between our thriftiness and our neighbor's stinginess. We measure their bad temper and our own righteous wrath by different standards. Forgive us, we pray, for failing to distinguish things that differ, and for indulging, on the other hand, in meaningless and self-serving distinctions. We are guilty of rebellion against Thee. When Thou hast called us, we have let the noise of distractions, the siren song of leisure, and the shrill cries of promised profit drown out Thy voice. We resist and resent Thy rebukes. Thy tender discipline is an offense to us, and we have abused the privilege of prayer in asking Thee to leave us alone. We sin against Thee by our wrongs to one another. We are able to see one another in need without being moved. We too easily find ways to justify greed, violence, cruelty to the helpless, and exploitation of the innocent and unwary. We retreat to the refuge of our high calling and abandon the dirty, the disagreeable, and the weak to their fate. Forgive us, our Father, and convict us of the sins we have not seen, that we may repent and thus receive Thy gracious pardon. In the glad awareness that Thou dost accept us, though we are unworthy, we rejoice in Thy forgiveness. Make this time of prayer and confession an oasis in a desert through which some may now be walking, and hearten us with thy presence and thy promises, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us read selection number 51. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms.
Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray with him, anointing him before in the name of the Lord.
And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. We join now in a prayer written by Harry Emerson Fosdick and published in A Book of Public Prayers. Let us pray together. Eternal Spirit, from whom our spirits come, and in whom is all our peace and power, we humbly worship thee. Thou dwellest in light unapproachable. Thou art to us like the sun at noonday, thy brilliance too bright for our eyes to gaze upon, yet known to us by the light and warmth that bless the earth. We believe in thee with our minds. Make thyself real to us in our hearts and consciences. Grant us an hour of spiritual hospitality to the highest, and send us forth refreshed, purified, and empowered. Grant us the grace of gratitude. Have mercy upon any here who find it difficult to be thankful, for some of us have lately been bereaved, and our hearts are heavy and depressed, and some are in ill circumstance, anxious about the morrow, and knowing not what will befall us there. And some are sunk in shame over iniquity committed or planned, and are wondering why this should be a world where evil is so easy and righteousness so hard. And some of us are burdened not for ourselves, but for others whom we love better than ourselves. How can we be thankful? Grant that in this hour of worship we may rediscover the faith that overcomes the world, may recall the endless benedictions by which our lives have been enriched, until thanksgiving rises warmly within us. Quicken our memories concerning the homes that nourished us, the friends that have sustained us, the books that have inspired us. Refresh our recollections concerning the blessings of our civilization, bought and paid for by other toils and other tears than ours. Lead us supremely, to the Christ through whom thou hast so radiantly shined upon us, and at the foot of his cross we will be grateful. Give us tranquility. Beneath the too great stress of this busy world, grant us serenity and steadfastness, that we may be like him who built his house on rock and not on sand. Give us stability, that with calmer eyes we may look on the restlessness and vicissitudes of life and possess our souls in peace. Give us courage, Lord, courage to be honest, unafraid, straightforward, truthful. Build in us the basic virtues without which it matters nothing that we erect graceful superstructures of aspiring piety. Let there be no crooked way in us, no guile upon our tongues. Make integrity of life and character our portion, now and evermore. Give us vision, Lord. Thou hast not made this earth that the children of evil should triumph here forever. Thou hast made it that thy will should be done here as in heaven. In days of industrial greed, racial strife, and war, grant us insight to see that better days may come. Let us not supinely think that violence shall curse the sons of men forever, or the poor forever lose their opportunity in the degrading depths of the city's slums. Give us vision. For all sorts and conditions of men, we pray. Wherever in hospitals or in homes of sickness, disease has stricken down our friends, or those whose names are quite unknown to us, let our hearts be there. Wherever on the far frontiers of the world missionaries preach the gospel, or in sincerity and truth thy ministers at home proclaim thy word of righteousness, there let our hearts be. Wherever lovers of children guide their early steps, or servants of the aged make more peaceable the last roadway toward the sunset, there let our hearts be. Wherever servants of the common good fight stalwart battles for a fairer day of decency and goodwill on earth, for them our petitions rise. This is our supplication before thee, that Christ with his steadfastness, his courage, his faith, his sympathy, his victorious power should dwell in us. Grant it, we beseech thee, for his name's sake. Amen. The eminent Scottish theologian John Bailey, who is well known for books of profundity and insight, exhibits that insight in a book entitled A Diary of Private Prayer, and on the 10th day's devotion, the morning prayer, suggests for our thoughts these words: Creator Spirit, who broodest everlastingly over the lands and waters of earth, enduing them with forms and colors which no human skill can copy. Give me today, I beseech thee, the mind and heart to rejoice in thy creation. Forbid that I should walk through thy beautiful world with unseeing eyes. Forbid that the lure of the marketplace should ever entirely steal my heart away from the love of the open acres and the green trees. Forbid that under the low roof of workshop or office or study, I should ever forget thy great overarching sky. Forbid that when all thy creatures are greeting the morning with songs and shouts of joy, I alone should wear a dull and sullen face. Let the energy and vigor which in thy wisdom thou hast infused into every living thing stir today within my being, that I may not be among thy creatures as a sluggard and a drone. And above all, give me grace to use these beauties of earth around me and this eager stirring of life within me as a means whereby my soul may rise from creature to creator and from nature to nature's God. Amen. It is a little bit unexpected that one whom we know as a writer in a different field should contribute prayers of this kind to us. But Robert Louis Stevenson, during his years in Samoa, composed a number of prayers which have been collected and published under the name Prayers Written in Vailima. It is said here in this book that it was the custom in the Samoan communities for every day to end with prayer and the singing of hymns. The Stevenson family, together with Samoan neighbors, would gather in the Stevenson house, and there Robert Louis Stevenson would lead in prayers. On page 11 of this book, we have one entitled For Friends. For our absent loved ones, we implore thy loving kindness. Keep them in life. Keep them in growing honor. And for us, grant that we may remain worthy of their love. For Christ's sake, let not our beloved blush for us, nor we for them. Grant us but that, and grant us courage to endure lesser ills unshaken, and to accept death, loss, and disappointment, as it were straws upon the tide of life. In quite a different tone, Jeanette Struchen has written a book entitled Prayers to Pray Without Really Trying. Perhaps these commend themselves to us on most days. I read two from this book. O God, why is your love for me measureless when I return it by the spoonful? Why is your care for me infinite when I accept it in fits and starts? When your care is over everyone, why do I sort out my friends by color? When your spark has been hidden inside me, why do I run in fevered pitch, making the spark flicker? When you know me in and out, why do I keep adjusting my mask and pretending? When you fill my heart with song and direction, why do I chirp and fly in circles? When you have made the world exciting and vast, why do I keep on living in a capsule? Amen. O God, today I do not ask to be a mighty leader, but a loving, faithful follower. I do not ask to be charged with vibrant enthusiasm, but nourished with quiet refreshment. I do not ask to be filled to the brim every minute, but now at day's end, let me be thankful. I do not ask for enough power that my lamp of faith will never flicker, but devotion that I shall not leave unguarded the truth that has been entrusted to me. In quietness, help me feel new joy. In patience, help me translate ideas into useful vessels. In surrender, help me follow the plain path of service. In gentleness, help me be a loving servant. Use me as your child, eager for a pure heart and steady faith, to tell of the love that will not let me go. Carl Burke, whose book, God is for Real Man, you may already know, has collected in another book entitled Treat Me Cool, Lord, some prayers of young people, ages 10 through 17, whom he has met in jails and detention homes. The prayers, as they have composed them, even the language which they have used, left untouched. This one he has entitled, Helping You. O God in heaven, help us to remember kids who need you. Some who are hungry. Some who got parents who don't give a damn about them. And the ones who get called nigger and dago. Some who ain't got nobody who cares about them. When the parents are at the gin mill and the little kids is crying, help us to love them. When the black kids get called nigger, help us to stick up for them. We hope we don't get too tired doing the things we're supposed to do to help other people, because we're supposed to help you. And in a similar tone of informality, though perhaps a bit more polished, from the well-known and often mentioned book by Malcolm Boyd, Are You Running With Me, Jesus? A Prayer of Discipleship. Send me. But where, Lord? To do what? To bring pardon where there had been injury in a life I casually brush against at my daily work, but I had thought of mediating a teenage gang war in Chicago. To help turn doubt into faith in a person with whom I live intimately in my circle of family or friends, but I had thought of helping a tired drunk on Skid Row. To bring joy into a life consumed by sadness which touches the hem of my life at a drinking fountain, but I had thought only of a far-off mission land. Send me. Send me next door, into the next room, to speak somehow to a human heart beating alongside mine. Send me to bear a note of dignity into a subhuman, hopeless situation. Send me to show forth joy in a moment and a place where there is otherwise no joy but only the will to die. Send me to reflect your light in the darkness of futility, mere existence, and the horror of casual human cruelty. But give me your light, too, Lord, in my own darkness and need. Walter Rauschenbusch, whom we remember for his piercing insight into social needs and problems, in a little book entitled For God and the People, Prayers of the Social Awakening, has this prayer for ministers. O Jesus, we thy ministers bow before thee to confess the common sins of our calling. Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that we love thee and that our heart's desire is to serve thee in faithfulness. And yet, like Peter, we have so often failed thee in the hour of thy need. If ever we have loved our own leadership and power when we sought to lead our people to thee, we pray thee to forgive. If we have been engrossed in narrow duties and little questions when the vast needs of humanity called aloud for prophetic vision and apostolic sympathy, we pray thee to forgive. If in our loyalty to the church of the past we have distrusted thy living voice and have suffered thee to pass from our door unheard, we pray thee to forgive. If ever we have been more concerned for the strong and the rich than for the shepherdless throngs of thy people for whom thy soul grieved, we pray thee to forgive. O Master, amid our failures, we cast ourselves upon thee in humility and contrition. We need new light and a new message. We need the ancient spirit of prophecy and the leaping fire and joy of a new conviction, and thou alone canst give it. Inspire the ministry of thy church with dauntless courage to face the vast needs of the future. Free us from all entanglements that have hushed our voice and bound our action. Grant us grace to look upon the veiled sins of the rich and the coarse vices of the poor through thine eyes. Give us thine inflexible sternness against sin and thine inexhaustible compassion for the frailty and tragedy of those who do the sin. Make us faithful shepherds of thy flock, true seers of God, and true followers of Jesus. A part of the prayer of St. Macrina, sister of Gregory of Nyssa of the 4th century, prayed on her deathbed. Lord, you have taken the fear of death away from us. The end of our life here you have made the beginning of the true life. For a little while you will let our bodies rest in sleep, and then with the last trumpet you will wake them from their sleep. You give to the earth to keep for you this earth of ours, which you shaped with your own hands, and you will take it back again and from a mortal, formless lump transform it into a thing of immortal beauty. If out of the weakness of human nature I have fallen and sinned in word or deed or thought, forgive it, for you have power to forgive sins on earth. When I am divested of my body, may I stand before you with my soul unspotted. Receive it, blameless and thoughtless, in your own hands. In our transient life, O Lord, we sense your quiet eternity. Things begin and have their time and end. At the break of day, we can already feel how it will sink into evening. In all happiness is felt the coming sorrow. We build a house and do our work and know that it must all end. But you, O Lord, live, and no transience touches you. Let my spirit be touched by the breath of your eternity, that I may do my temporal work rightly and may in due time carry it over into your eternal kingdom. Amen. Let this prayer from Romano Guardini in his book, Prayers from Theology, be the petition of us all. May we join in the singing of a hymn which is a prayer, Let There Be Light. Before we go, may we, in the silence of our own hearts, pronounce a benediction, which is a prayer for God's blessing upon ourselves and upon our fellows.